Close your eyes and take a deep, deep breath. And just allow your mind to wander.
Yeah, you could do it.
Allow your mind to meander around naturally. Maybe you're surprised at the first places that your mind chooses to visit. Maybe you discover that your mind tends to go right to some favorite and familiar place. Either way, allow your breath to get deep and slow. Deep and slow. Allow your body to really, really relax. The trick is not to worry about it. The trick is not to worry about anything. It'll just happen for you. And maybe when I say something like, imagine yourself in a beautiful place. Imagine yourself in a beautiful place. When I say something like that, or something like, imagine yourself surrounded by your favorite thing in the world. Maybe instead of a distant sandy beach, maybe instead of a deep forest glade, maybe you could be really honest with yourself. So relaxed that you can be honest with yourself and drift deeply. Drift really, really deeply into a relaxed state. A state of such total full body relaxation. Relaxation in every part of your body. And in every part of your mind. And if you really let go, you can admit, as you feel a floating feeling or a sinking feeling, you could be honest at last about the way that guys flicker in and out of your sexual thoughts. The way that hot guys flicker in and out of your mind.
So attractive to men.
You might realize that your whole subconscious sexual mind is filled and filling up more and more with hot guys. Nothing but hot, hot guys. And if you're even more honest about everything, you might remember how once in the past, your subconscious mind at this point would be filled with cock. With cock. With nothing but disembodied cock. But then, now, you got so much more relaxed, didn't you? you got so much more relaxed in your sexuality. And as you got deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into your new, brand new, much more gay identity, things would change. Things are changing now. Changing now, right now, into a gay guy whose sexual subconscious, psychosexual landscape of a beautiful place is a beautiful place of hot men everywhere. Everywhere you look, hot guys everywhere you look. And even though you are so gay, even though you are getting so intensely turned on, you have to be realistic. You play it safe, no matter how hard it might get. So when I say imagine yourself surrounded by your favorite thing in the whole wide world, you imagine yourself wedged between, against, among muscular, naked, stroking guys. You feel yourself surrounded on every side by beautiful, hot, hard, humping guys. You feel yourself deep inside this visualization. Hot and vivid. Hot and vivid. Surrounding you in its embrace. But you also know that you hesitate. You have good reasons to hesitate. Your conscious and subconscious mind alike are here to protect you. They are here to protect your health and your safety. And you could jack these guys off, oh yeah. You could grab hold of all that hard cock and work the jizz out of it. Work the jizz out of them to the last white drop. You could roll those rubbers down, and you could suck and fuck to your heart's content. But you are dreaming of hot, slippery injections of alpha faggot come even as you do. Now, since you are so relaxed and you are so excited, and since your mind is particularly receptive, you might believe that the best way to balance your addiction to thick, hot jizz with your health and your safety is one exclusive, closed long-term gay relationship. You realize that as you become more and more excited by this all-male clusterfuck all around you, you are focusing now more and more on one man.
Mm, yeah, he's got great pecs. Oh yeah, he's got a great cock.
Maybe he is physically just perfect. Maybe he is less than perfect. But with every breath, you are starting to see him as perfect for you. He is perfect for you. You are perfect for him. Do you take this man? This man takes you. Clean, hot boyfriend. Do you want this man? This man wants you. Clean, hot boyfriend. You are magnetized to your man. He is magnetized to you.
Safer sex talk.
You live to touch his body.
Then you can fuck raw.
He lives to touch your body. Nothing arouses you but the touch of your man. Nothing but the touch of your man truly arouses you. Other men are less important. Other men do not exist. Look. Look. You are ready for a committed and long-term gay relationship. You are ready for exclusive gay romance. You are ready for candlelight dinners. You will only dispense with rubbers when you are sure that you are loyal to your man. And even more sure that he is loyal to you. You will only dispense with rubbers after talking about it. After talking about it. Your man is your world. And nothing needs to come between you and your man.
Safer sex.
Nothing needs to come between you and your man.
Then you can fuck raw.
Thick, hot, come is the reward for total gay devotion. You know that you can only reap the benefits of intense bareback sex after you have done the work of forging this relationship. You are ready to forge this exclusive, committed, communicative, gay, romantic relationship. Yes, you are. And now that you are ready, now that you are really, really ready, you may choose to sleep on, dreaming now of your man, dreaming now of your man, or you may wake up feeling alive, alive and ready. Alive and ready to take on the world and to get yourself one very special guy right now.